hot with a high 97.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
It is Tuesday afternoon, feeling more like a Monday maybe after Memorial Day. AJ Davis here in the control room and in our studio. Dan the Insurance Man, he's got a lot of good topics today and an extra reason for you to kind of put our telephone number, you can call in anytime here during this hour at 831-0600 into your memory bank. It's 831-0600. Here he is, Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, good to see you.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You are on the air with Dan the Insurance Man. We are going to talk about insurance this week, like we do every week. Again, the number that you can call in if you have a question is 831-0600. And I've got a little enticement for you. Give us a call, ask us your insurance question, and we'll take your name, your information, and we'll get you a free book, Uncovered, What Really Happens After the Storm, the Flood, Earthquake, or Fire by Mark Goldwich, a personal adjuster here in the Jacksonville area and for the state of Florida. He's got a great book with tips and tricks of what you need to do. And again, that book is free to you if you just call up and ask your insurance question. You know, we're going to get started today. If you need to reach me off the air, you can do so at 904-730-3900. That's the number to the office, or you can also reach out through the Contact Us page on the website at healthinsurancethomas.com, and or use the online chat feature that's on the website as well, and send me a chat request. So, you know, some topics of conversation today. We're gonna kind of go over classic cars. We kind of did that in the past. I'm gonna kind of do a little twist on it. We're gonna talk about cars that you may not think are classic, but the insurance companies sure do. We're gonna talk about with all the new home construction here in the Northeast Florida area. If you're building a home from the ground up, your dream home, we're going to talk about a builder's risk policy, a way of insuring that building as it's being built and protecting you. We're going to talk about Medicare. There are some pretty interesting changes for 2020 that have been kind of finalized already. And so we're going to kind of go over those changes a little bit. And we're going to talk about some auto insurance and some of the trends in the auto insurance industry. That's kind of happening with apps and devices that you plug into your car that give the insurance companies some data on your driving habits and how that can save you money and potentially cost you money. So again, the number to call in and ask your question is 904-831-0600. And I guess we're going to get started. We are going to get started, I think, with Medicare, and we might move that into the second segment as well if we don't have enough time to finish it. So, you know, the Department of Health and Human Services, they made some they're doing what they call modernizing the Part D and Medicare Advantage to lower drug prices and reduce out-of-pocket expenses. So, again, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or a supplement and have a Part D prescription drug plan, this is stuff that that's going to be pretty interesting to you. If you're going to be going onto Medicare in 2020, it's going to be pretty interesting to you. This is a final rule that they came out with last week. The regulations in this rule are effective as of January 1st, 2020. And let's kind of get started here on what they're talking about. So, you know, there's a big thing, a lot of hoopla in the news and with Congress and the president about the cost of the rising cost of prescription medications. So, you know, this is Health and Human Services trying to address those concerns. You know, our Congress isn't necessarily going to pass any laws about it. The president doesn't have the ability to create a law. That's Congress's responsibility. They seem to be dysfunctional. So, you know, one of the ways that things can kind of get done is the Secretary of Health and Human Services can actually create rules that kind of make changes to the to Medicare without having to go through Congress to actually pass a law, because they've already passed laws giving the Department of Health and Human Services the ability to make certain rules in conjunction with how it operates and administers Medicare. So we have, again, there are some changes on drug plans and how they negotiate for lower drug prices to reduce out-of-pocket costs. So a lot of these changes have to do with the regulatory framework to basically make it easier for an individual's healthcare needs to reduce out-of-pocket spending for Medicare enrollees at the pharmacy and other sites. Like if you go to the doctor and the doctor administers a shot, it's a way of reducing the cost of that shot. You know, so ultimately the purpose of all of this, according to Medicare, this is their words, not mine, because I'm reading it right off of the supplementary information. This final rule amends regulations to support Medicare health and drug plan negotiation for lower drug prices and to reduce out-of-pocket costs for Part C and D enrollees. Part C is a Medicare Advantage plan. Part D is a standalone prescription drug plan. These provisions are responsive to input we received from stakeholders while administering the programs, as well as through requests for comment. So what they mean by stakeholders are not the people who use Medicare in this case. Stakeholders are the insurance companies that help run that basically run the majority of the programs. So those are the stakeholders. It means that the government's having to take into account that they have to be able to maintain a profit and not go out of business administering these programs. So, so some of the things they're doing is they're requiring that any discounts that an insurance company receives from a pharmacy benefit manager in the prices, that those prices have to be passed on to the consumer at a very high level. So an example, I'm going to just kind of make up some numbers here, but let's say a pharmacy benefit manager says a medication costs $100, and then the insurance company negotiates a $90 reduction so that there's only a $10 cost for that medication. The majority of that $90 discount needs to get passed on to the consumer in such a way that maybe that medication now that only costs a dollar to the consumer versus $10. I hear some music in the background, but we're going to keep talking. We're going to kind of keep going through this. There are some major provisions here on how to manage protected classes and some flexibility to the program. And we're going to go into that because I kind of hear some music here in the background.
We'll be right back here with Dan. Dan, just hang on. Got some great information. The last word in insurance. Dan, the Insurance Man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boater's insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit firstcoastymca.org or call 904-265-1775.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds.
In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
This is your place for all questions insurance. That's right. Dan, the Insurance Man, is here. And just a quick note, the National Weather Service has issued another severe thunderstorm warning for parts of Duval County. So this will affect your commute on some of the roadways. So be aware of that as you're heading out listening to Dan, the Insurance Man. You can give us a call, too, at 904-831-0600 with any question you might have. Dan?
Hey, thanks, AJ, and it's good to be back. Hello, Jacksonville. All right, so we're gonna kind of finish up the information here on Medicare. Don't forget, if you have an insurance question and want to get a free book, Uncovered, What Really Happens After the Storm, Flood, Earthquake, or Fire by Mark Goldwich, just reach out to us at 831-0600, and we'll get your information. You can ask your question, we'll get your information, and we will get you a free book. So, as I said, Medicare made some changes to Part C and Part D coverage. So that's Medicare Advantage and prescription drug coverage. So let's kind of go over, some of the details of these changes. They had a provision that was providing plan flexibility to manage some protected classes. So that's kind of a wash. They're not saying it's going to cost more money or save more money. It's just kind of a wash, and they've added a couple of additional protected classes to help with prescription drug pricing to help lower it. They have another provision that's known as e-prescribing. That's basically where the doctor doesn't fill out a paper slip, but rather just fills out your prescription electronically and sends it to the pharmacy in that manner. And that way, there's never a paper prescription that gets into your hands. So they are requiring all the insurance companies to effectively institute at least one e-prescribing software package for doctors to be able to use. They estimate that that's going to help provide a significant savings over the coming years, in that it will help. It will also help manage providing lower cost medications when the doctor enters the information and let the doctor know that, hey, instead of using medication XYZ, that there's medication ABC in the generic form that costs less money, and that they can prescribe that instead. So that's something that they're looking at, and they're actually going to be implementing beginning January 1st, 2020. They have another provision that deals with Part D explanation of benefits. Again, with all the prescription drug prices, this particular inclusion talks about the negotiated drug pricing information and lower cost alternatives. So the intent of this provision is to provide enrollees with a greater transparency and hopefully in the long run, lower drug costs, as since everything has to be laid out on the table. They are estimating that in 2020, it'll provide a cost savings of about $4.7 million, with $5.7 million in the second, third, and fourth years moving forward. So they're truly estimating a pretty significant savings by instituting that. And then the last is a Medicare provision for Medicare Advantage and step therapy for Part B drugs. So a Part B drug is when you go to the doctor and you need to get a shot, and you have to go there every month for that shot. And so the medication is actually administered by the doctor. So that goes under a Part B. It's not really a prescription drug that you pick up at the pharmacy. It's a medication that the doctor administers. So it falls under a Part B of Medicare. So they've instituted a step therapy program. And what that means is that before the doctor can prescribe that brand name medication, that XYZ brand name medication, they have to at least try lower cost medications first. The insurance companies are allowed to require the doctor to try lower cost medications first to see if one of those will work and save on the cost of the more expensive preferred brand medication. So there's some information that about Medicare that's happening. Let's talk about auto insurance here. There's a lot of changes in the auto insurance industry. Most of the insurance carriers out there now have some sort of a device or app that you would download on your phone and use, or a little device that you plug into your car that says, hey, we want to register your driving habits. How quickly do you from a standing still at the light, how quickly do you start up? Do you slam on your brakes a lot, like you're not paying attention and having to avoid an accident? So they have all the, so they have an app, they have apps, they have devices that you plug into your car. And ultimately what that's going to be doing is it's coming down the road, so to speak, that the insurance companies are going to, at some point in time, they're going to start rating everybody on their individual driving habit. So what's going to happen is eventually it's going to be required that you plug in a device into your car, or maybe not required, but what they're going to say is if you elect not to plug this device into your car, you're automatically going to pay 10% more on your auto insurance. Whereas if you plug the device in your car, you have the opportunity of receiving a discount because we get to monitor how you're driving and how well or how badly you're driving. So you're going to be seeing that most of the insurance companies now have something, whether it's Allstate or Farmers or Safeco or just about any insurance companies, they all have some sort of a program. Currently, it provides you on average about a 5% discount, and then of course, when these insurance companies have received and collected enough data that they feel that they can start rating, they'll go to the state of Florida and ask permission to start changing the rates based on a person's driving habit. And once the state believes that they have enough data and the insurance company has enough data to do that accurately, the state of Florida will most likely approve it. So that's something that you need to be aware of. It's already happening. It's only going to happen more in 2020 as this stuff gets finalized and gets better. It's going to keep happening. So, you know, be aware of it. You might as well start taking advantage. I would recommend taking advantage of that 5% discount because a little bit of money savings is better than none. And let's face it, you have a great, it doesn't really matter because at some point in time in the future, you're going to be required or at the very least, you'll be penalized if you don't participate with a higher rate. Again, if you have a question for us, you can dial 904-831-0600 to get, to ask your question here on the air. Or you can reach out to 904-730-3900 off the air and reach me, Dan, the insurance man, and I'll answer your questions off the air. Or you can reach out through the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can either go to the Contact Us page and send me an email or use the online chat feature to reach out to me. So I see a little warning from AJ there that we're running out of time to talk for this segment.
You still got plenty of time, about a minute and 40 seconds.
So we are going to, you know, so I'm gonna kind of briefly kind of talk about classic cars. You know, last time I talked about classic cars, I was talking about what most people would consider a classic car, something that was built in the 60s, maybe the 50s or the 40s. You know, maybe a Rolls Royce that was built in the 20s or something like that.
That would be something, huh?
You know? So, you know, that's what most people, when you say classic car, most people, that's the first thing that comes to their mind is something that was built in the
60s. Like a first-year Mustang?
Or a first-year Mustang or a first-year Corvette or something like that.
Yeah, the Corvette Stingrays from the early 60s.
Right. And so that's what most people think of in a classic car. However, you know, we're in 2019 right now. So, you know,
yikes.
A classic car can be a car from the 1970s. So we're going to kind of go over cars now that are considered classic and you can insure as a classic car, but you may not think of them as a classic car. So we're going to kind of talk over that. We're going to give some factors and we're going to kind of go over some cars that the classic car insurance companies are saying, hey, these are classics. We're willing to insure them and keep on going. And we got 30 seconds. I hear the music in the background. Again, if you need to reach us for an insurance question on the air, 904-831-0600. And if you need to reach me off the air, 904-730-3900.
Thank you, Dan. It's Dan, the insurance man. He's got more information about those classic cars and lots more info. As a matter of fact, we've got some news brief weather and traffic and some business news, too. All that more coming up here, WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court signaled it's more open to state restrictions on abortion, upholding an Indiana law supported by pro-life groups that regulates the disposal of fetal remains. At the same time, the justices declined to take another issue of abortions, rejecting the state's appeal of a lower court ruling that blocked a ban on abortion based on gender, race, or disability. The ACLU of Missouri is seeking a statewide vote on a new law that will ban abortions starting at 8 weeks of pregnancy. The ACLU said Tuesday that it has submitted a referendum petition to the Secretary of State's office as a first step towards blocking and potentially repealing a law Republican Governor Mike Parson signed last week. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 238 points, the NASDAQ dropped 30, the S&P lower by 24. More details at srnnews.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident on Butler Boulevard eastbound before Southside Boulevard. Also a crash on the East Beltway 295 southbound before Beach Boulevard. Another accident on I-95 northbound at Gulf Air on the north side. Becoming mostly clear tonight, expect a low 75. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high 97.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Netflix rethinking its investment in Georgia. Consumer confidence higher this month. Those stories next.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members. And our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians. And we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Netflix today became the first major company to take a stand against Georgia's new abortion law. That new law outlawing most abortions once a heartbeat is detected. Netflix says if that law stands, it will rethink its entire investment in Georgia. About 92,000 people work in Georgia's film industry. On Wall Street, the Dow up as much as 131 points early in the session, but investors turned cautious. At the close, stocks were lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down 238 points, the NASDAQ down 30, the S&P lost 24 points. Consumers feeling more confident about our economy. The Conference Board reporting its index of consumer confidence at the highest level in more than 19 years. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight. 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, Dan just told us a few minutes ago we're going to be talking about classic cars, and you might have one that you might not consider a classic car. He's got all the info here. It's Dan the Insurance Man, here on Talk Radio WBOB. Dan?
Hey, AJ. Thanks so much, and good afternoon again, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air with you. You know, so let's talk about classic cars. Again, I've mentioned classic cars in the past. They're fun, and everything. And, you know, classic cars just don't have to be cars. It can be motorcycles. It can be Airstream trailers. There's all sorts of stuff that insurance companies are willing to insure because of the uniqueness of the item and maybe the limited production. But, you know, let's kind of talk about it. We're in 2019 right now. So classic cars, by definition, have to be at least 19 years old. So that means anything that was made in 2000 is now can now be considered a classic car.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard to believe that in 2000, something that was made with a 2002 and three zeros at the end of it, that can now be considered a classic car. Now, is it worth insuring as a classic car? Maybe, maybe not. You know, you should reach out to somebody who understands the insurance and the rules for getting it insured as a classic vehicle. But here's something that I can tell you, that you insure a classic vehicle generally on the stated value of the car. So, whereas a regular auto policy is on the replacement or the actual cash value of the car based on the time of the accident. So if you've got a car that was built in 2010, it's 9 years old now, maybe that car was $25,000 new, maybe it's only got a value of about $10,000 now, that car gets totaled, you're not going to get $25,000 from the insurance company. It doesn't matter which insurance company is insuring you. You're only going to get the value of the car as of the time of the accident, right around $10,000. That's what they're going to write you a check for to go out and buy a new car. Now, so yeah, you're going to be able to put a pretty sizable down payment on a car, assuming that you still have it, still assuming that you paid that car off and you're still not owing on it. But with a classic car, you're not insuring the actual cash value. You're insuring what's known as the stated value, and it may not. And in some cases, so let's say that you say that car is worth around $10,000. Well, that means if something happens to that car, the insurance company is not going to say, "Well, you've had that car for 5 years; it's only worth $5,000 now." No, it was agreed on that the car was worth $10,000 when you took out the policy, so they're going to write you a check for $10,000. Now, the other way that they will insure it is they might insure it based on not actual cash value, but they can insure the car on a modified stated value, which basically means that as that car appreciates in value because it's getting older and more hard and rarer to find, and more people may want it, and it drives the cost up, the insurance company will pay you the higher value. Now, what they'll do is they'll keep track of that. They'll send you a letter, and they'll say, "Hey, by the way, your Ford F-100 truck that you happen to have insured with us, originally at $19,000, it's now worth about $30,000 because it's 5 years later. More people are wanting to buy a Ford F-100, and more people are looking for that particular model year truck or model truck, and they're willing to buy it, and they're willing to pay more money for it. So it's now worth $30,000. Well, they're going to come back to you, and they're going to say, "Hey, do you want to pay a little bit higher premium and insure your truck for $30,000 instead of $19,000? And that way, if something happens to it, you're going to get $30,000." You know, and so here we are. We're looking at by the way, a Ford F-100. For anybody who's not aware, that truck was made around in the early 70s. 1972 is the example I'm thinking of that I have here in front of me. And, but like I said, a classic does not necessarily have to be a car. It can be a Harley Davidson motorcycle. It could be a Big Dog motorcycle made in the early 80s. It could be an Indian motorcycle, like was driven by Evel Knievel for all of his stunts. And we have a, We have a car. We have a
phone. a car question for you. And looks like Lori is on line one here. Go ahead.
Okay. Lori, I got you covered. You got me? Okay. Bring her on.
I'm here. Hey.
Hey, Lori. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for the show as well.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Rental insurance for rental cars. I mean, is it better to your policy on your personal car or the rental insurance?
My personal opinion on that is, if you're going to be driving in your home city, and you're familiar with where you're going, I would say, most likely keep it on your personal policy.
Okay.
Okay. If you're driving a long distance, like I have family in South Florida, so sometimes I drive down there, and but I don't like taking my car down to South Florida. The fraud is bad. The traffic is bad. The drivers are crazy. So if I take a rental car to South Florida, I bite the bullet and I buy the rental insurance through the company I'm getting the rental car from. Because that way, if anything happens to the car, all I got to do is give them the hubcap back and say, here's your car and here's the keys and give me another car to get back here to Jacksonville. And they do it. And you're covered. You don't have a claim on your insurance, whether you might have an accident, but their insurance company is going to fix everything. You don't actually have to lay a claim through your insurance company. You still might be at fault with a ticket or something along those lines, but you're not actually having anybody call your insurance company to pay out on a claim. So that helps keep your insurance costs down. So if you're driving in your home city, if you're here in Jacksonville and you're just getting a rental car because your car's in the shop, probably best to just go ahead and just keep it on your policy. But if you're traveling outside and you're making a long distance trip, anything can happen. It's usually best to go ahead and just get the rental and just tell the rental company to add their rental policy for $10 a day or whatever, and just pay for it and have peace of mind that if something happens, you're covered.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And Lori, I told her, I got her information here. We're going to send her a book. And she actually, interestingly enough, is listening to us in Brunswick, Georgia this afternoon.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah, that's very cool.
We're getting out there.
All right. So, you know, back to kind of classic cars here. So, you know, here I'm going to give you some examples of some cars that that are considered classics now. And again, these are cars that were made and that could be from the 70s and the 80s. Even into the 90s now, all the way up to 2000. So I'm not going to give you the years. I'm just going to kind of give you the make and model. I see the warning. We got 2 minutes, and don't worry if we're still having fun on this topic, we'll keep on going after the break. Here's a car like a BMW M3, a Buick Riata. Now, if you have never seen a Buick Riata, Google it. That is one of the most beautiful cars you can look at. It has some of the most nicest lines. It's got some great lines, the great interiors, had some really nice features when they were built. The other thing about them is that they were only built for a few years by GM, by Buick.
So that makes them more valuable because there weren't as many, right?
That's right. I don't remember what the production limits were, but I mean,
sounds like it was a sexy Buick.
It was a sexy little car. It just wasn't a big seller.
Right.
And so eventually after about 3 or 4 years, they discontinued it. I hear the music. So again, Google a Buick Riata. That's a gorgeous car, a Buick Riviera. You know, everybody knows about the a Cadillac Eldorado. Yeah.
Were they four doors or were they coupe models?
I think it was a coupe.
Was it a coupe?
It was a coupe.
Yeah,
it was a two-door coupe.
So you know it was a well-equipped coupe.
That's right. a Datsun 280Z.
Wow.
Now, yeah. Okay, 30 seconds. I know. All right, we're gonna pick up after the break with a few more examples. Again, if you need to reach us on the air, 904-831-0600. And then off the air, if you want to reach out to me, 904-730-3900.
We'll be right back with Dan Dan, the Insurance Man. More insurance on the air right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Imagine your dad high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at Tools for a Time. Your dad in control of the ultimate mowing machine. He could also win that fabulous machine. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500 at WBOB.com.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan's got the information. Final segment here on Dan Dan the Insurance Man on a Tuesday afternoon with the last word in insurance. Dan, back to you.
Hey, thanks, AJ. All right, so we're back on the air, and we were talking about classic cars. And I had mentioned the Datsun 280ZX. Now, that car, you would think, well, that car's from the 80s. What was so fantastic about the 80s? Well, it was a popular car in the 80s. People did own them. They were expensive cars for the 1980s. So not very many people owned them. Now people want to own these cars again. Maybe they had one and they want it again. So right now, you can buy a Datsun 280ZX, 80, 81, maybe an 82. The going price right now for a decent car is between $10,000 and $12,000. So they're not all that expensive at the moment to buy one, but they're only appreciating in value as they get older and less of them become available. So that's something to consider. But that's a car that you can buy now while it's not very expensive. Hold on to it for a few years, and eventually sell it for possibly more money than you bought it for. And then you're reliving a little bit of your past for maybe growing up in the 80s. You know, here's another car from the 80s that you would not think is a collectible, but it's a DeLorean, the DMC 12. It's the car from the back from that was in the movie Back to the Future. So there's another car from the 80s that's considered a classic.
Now, would it cost more if you have the flux capacitor in it?
Yeah, well, if you can actually find one with a flux capacitor,
or the time machine,
you know, I will buy it and retire.
Yeah, I think we'd all be bankrolling that one.
So, you know, Ford came out with a Thunderbird in the 1960s. And then in the 1980s, they came out with the Ford Thunderbird again. Well, now the 80s version of the Thunderbird, which was really a pretty short-lived run for the car. Now that car is itself in the classic category.
Yeah, and they had a lot of modernized design cues from the original.
That's correct. You know, there's the Jaguar. Jaguars have always been pretty popular as they get older. But the XJS and the XK8 are some models from the 80s and 90s. Here's another car that I would never, had I not seen it on this list in front of me, I would never have thought of this car. The Mazda Miata. It's a car without trying to sound demeaning or anything, it's a chick car. I always thought of it as a chick car.
Yeah,
it
probably cute, is. It's a
fun
kind of
to
a
drive
cute
around, you know, top down for a woman with you know, shoulder length long hair to drive and have that her hair whipping back in the wind and everything.
Hey, the car's getting more valuable to me all the time.
So there's another car. Here's a car that, again, had I not seen it on this list, I would never have given it a second thought. A Chrysler LeBaron.
Wow.
A LeBaron, which was a four-door, four-door car. It wasn't a coupe. It was just a four-door family
just
style
sedan.
Now people are buying them up and refurbishing them and insuring them, and they're actually appreciating in value from a classic standpoint. You know, here's another one. Where are we looking at on my list?
And before I get to that, Dan, now just a quick question from the control room here. But the real reason to insure a classic vehicle, it's probably not driven that often. So you is obviously to protect the value, but it's probably a lot more affordable than your regular insurance for your everyday commuter car, isn't it?
It is. It generally can be. You can you know, that's a good point. Let's kind of go over some of the do's and don'ts. So you're going to insure a car as a classic car. You have to put low mileage on the cars. You could be 2,500, 3,500. Usually it's 7,500 miles or less
per year.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at, you know, 500, 600 miles per month tops. So it's not an everyday use car. It's a weekend fun car.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking it to a classic car show. It's going somewhere. Like I said, it's basically a weekend fun car, not an everyday use. I'm going to drive this to work with me every day car.
Yeah, you're not going to bring that to the Walmart parking lot, for example.
Right. That's absolutely correct. you know, there are some minimums, you know, so like, let's say you've got a car that's, 1990 to 1995. You know, it's a truck, any truck that was built between 1990 and 95, if you're going to insure it as a classic vehicle and it meets that criteria, you know, the insurance companies as a rule, not necessarily hard and fast. Each company's a little different, but you might want to look that they'll want to insure that vehicle for at least $10,000. Now, if the car gets older, say 1972 and older, you just got to be able to insure the car for at least 30. There's got to have at least a $3,500 value to it.
Now, do they insure the market value? Do they average the vehicle, or do they have like a Kelley Blue Book of classic cars?
There is kind of like a Kelley Blue Book of classic cars. And then there's basically two ways. There's a stated value where you say, hey, this car is worth $5,000. And if something happens, I'm going to get $5,000 for it. And then there's market value. And then basically what happens is the insurance company on an annual basis, when your policy comes for renewal, they review your car. They kind of go out to the Kelley Blue Book and they say, well, you own this car. You insured it for $10,000. But now it's a year later, and hey, that car is actually selling for about $12,000. So they'll reach out to you and say, hey, the value of your car is about $12,000 now. Do you want to increase your insurance limits to be able to get $12,000 for the car versus $10,000?
Now, when you insure a new car, it's pretty much, there's kind of a formula there. But if you're going to insure a classic car, do they have to see it, or do you have to take a photo before they'll insure it?
It's usually photos. They usually will ask for photos. So, again, the older the vehicle, the less value there has to be in the vehicle. The reason for that is that if you get a car that was built in the mid-60s, what you might be buying is maybe like the shell of a car. It might just be the body. You might have to put a new engine in it.
Right.
You might have to take the seats and have them reupholstered and redone. There might be some body work that needs to get done. So initially you might buy a car and it's just in rough shape and it needs a lot
before the sweat equity's into it.
Exactly. And you got to put some sweat equity into it. So you might buy a car and you might say, well, hey, the car is only worth about $5,000 right now. So that's what you insure it for, $5,000. So if something happens to your rough shape car, you're going to get your investment back out of it. And then once you fixed it up and you've put all of this extra money and time and you've made that car look sexy and beautiful again.
Primo.
now all of a sudden that car is worth $15,000. Now you go back and you say, well, hey, I want to insure the car for $15,000.
Right. And sometimes you get somebody to restore it for you if you're not.
That's correct.
Say you want the car.
Right. If you're not big into restoring your own car, there are people who will restore it for you.
So you want that value even more. So.
So, motorcycles and scooters, 1996 and older, $2,000 minimum value. And again, it's not a daily use vehicle. It's not for commercial use. It's a fun car. It's a weekend fun car or a motorcycle. Not anything that you're going to use on a daily basis. And we'll kind of go over it. There are some do's and don'ts, some eligibility guidelines, and we'll go over those really briefly after the break here.
All right. Well, actually, we're at the end of the show.
Oh, are we?
So what's your number if they can contact you, maybe online?
All right. So if you have questions about the eligibility on a classic car and you have some questions, give us a call, 904-730-3900, or go to healthinsurancethomas.com and just go out to the Contact Us page, shoot me an email, or use the online chat feature.
All right, Dan, we'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great week.